The Alaska Sea Life Center staff successfully released two harbor seal pups back to the wild on Friday afternoon. KBBI's Emily Schwing was there.
Are we ready?
Yep.
It didn't take two rescued harbor seal pups long to wiggle down the beach and swim off in front of a crowd gathered on Homer's Bishop's Beach. The two pups, Muffler and Diesel, were rescued earlier this summer through the Alaska Sea Life Center's Rescue and Rehabilitation Program. Tim Lebling is the stranding coordinator at the center in Seward. He says he doesn't doubt these two particular harbor seals will do well in the wild.
The animals, when they first come in, they're usually about 1 to 5 days old. These are the orphaned seals, the orphaned harbor seals. It takes them about 6 to 8 weeks to actually start eating whole fish. Once they start eating whole fish or live fish, then they have to meet a certain release criteria, which is clinically healthy. They have to pass a series of disease screenings to make sure that they didn't come in with any type of disease or going back out with any known marine mammal diseases. And then they have to meet a certain release weight, which for harbor seals is 25 kilograms or about 50 pounds. And then most importantly, they actually have to have the behavior and act like wild animals.
Cameron Corbell is 11. He and his parents found one of the seals back in May.
We found him out at the one of the Russian villages. We were driving down there because my parents, they got a report that there was a seal down there, and so we went down to check it out, and it was a little pup.
It seems like you found other seals.
Yeah, we found a couple other ones before, but this is the first time I saw one of the releases.
Harbor seal pups are abandoned each year, and a few more will be released near Anchor Point next month. Lebling says the Sea Life Center's rescue and rehabilitation team makes an effort to keep rescued animals wild.
And that's one of our biggest things that we stress at the program is that they have very little human interaction. So all their food is being fed through cannons or pipes so that we're not hand feeding them. We don't talk to the animals. We don't reward the animals. So it's a very unique experience that we don't treat them like the collection animals or like we treat our pets.
Lebling adds that the Sea Life Center can't and shouldn't help every stranded animal, but those that are rescued provide researchers with plenty of information about what's happening out at sea.
It's really keeping a thumb on the pulse on what's going on with the marine ecosystem. So we test all these animals, and if there is some type of disease screening or some type of disease or something going on with the marine ecosystem, these animals are going to be the first animals that are going to show that because we're going to be bringing them in. We by far don't bring in every animal in the state. We know that, and that's why it's important to bring the dead animals in as well, so that we can figure out exactly why they did die.
One of the harbor seals was fitted with a satellite tag, allowing the center to track and gather information about its whereabouts. Sightings of sick and stranded marine animals can be reported to the Alaska Sea Life Center's 24-hour hotline, 1-888-774-LIFE. In Homer, I'm Emily Schwenk.